Hello, folks. Welcome to Writing 3020, Writing in Global Justice. My name is Lev Senkirai. I'll be your instructor this summer. One of the things that I'm going to be doing throughout the term is to post short video lectures like this to try to make the online experience a little more personal and to help guide your reading through some very difficult texts in Global Justice and to help direct and shape your writing throughout the term. This short video lecture, I just want to spend a few minutes walking through the course syllabus and emphasize a couple considerations in the in my expectations for the semester. You've got my contact information at the top of the page. Email is the best way to reach me. I will be holding regular office hours though on campus. I've got an office in the program for writing and rhetoric, which is located in the basement of environmental design. And Tuesdays between 10 and 2, you can find me there. Feel free to just walk in unannounced or make an appointment and we can meet in person. If that time doesn't work for you, or if you're not on campus and you can't meet in person, you can always contact me via email, or if you'd like to have a more personal interaction, we can arrange to have an audio or a video call through Skype. The course, as explained in the course objectives and overview, has two major objectives. One is to have students become a little more familiar with issues of global justice and contemporary literature in the field. The other, and primarily the goal of this class, is to refine your writing skills. This is an advanced writing course. I will be emphasizing principles of good academic writing by having you engage readings and engage in writing in normative political theory. So the onus is gonna be on you to try to get what you can out of these readings. Unfortunately, this isn't a content-based class where I can focus specifically and at greater length on these difficult readings in global justice. So unfortunately, the survey, your exposure to these issues is going to be a bit more general. So with your readings, try to get the general point with the future video lectures that I will give and the notes that I provide. I try to direct your reading to particular passages or particular ideas. But with all of these readings, try to have a general sense of what the central argument of these pieces are. Let us skip this section on the requirements of this class for the CU Boulder campus. This is largely for administrators and the Colorado Commission for Higher Education. So focus on the required texts. I assume by now you've got the textbook, Simon Caney's Justice Beyond Borders. Most of the reading we're going to do is actually beyond the text. There are various articles, but this text I think does a nice job of placing these different texts on different issues of global justice within a larger framework. So I think this is an important text and we will be reading extensively from it. With regard to university and course policies, there are just a couple thoughts I want to emphasize. The first is our late policy. So anything that is submitted late will lose 10%, and you will lose 10% for each additional day that it is late. Our online class is also going to require a lot of interaction with your classmates, whether it's the peer review for the literature review, or the peer review for your final term paper, or the weekly blog posts, where either one of your classmates is going to be replying to your post, or you will be required to reply to one of your classmates' posts. You're going to be interacting with each other a lot, and I would just ask that you be mindful and respectful of each other and your various ideas. If you have any disabilities that need accommodating, do please let me know as soon as I can so I can help you in what way I can and should. Religious observances, if there is any reason that you need to miss class, religious or otherwise, not miss class, need an extension on an assignment, do please let me know. I'm certainly willing to accommodate you in what way I can. With regard to discrimination, the virtual classes, distance learning classes like this tend to be a little different, but I still take very seriously trying to cultivate a sense of respect and an open learning environment, comfortable learning environment. So if at any point you feel uncomfortable for some reason, do please let me know. The honor code, this is something that we take quite seriously. You are producing writing that is your own, and you should be giving credit where credit is due when you're drawing on the work of other writers. I give you a brief explanation of what plagiarism is and giving you resources. Presumably, this is just a review of material that you learned in your first year writing class. And we'll revisit the issue of properly citing sources and avoiding plagiarism, but just recognize that anything you submit needs to be your own. And to clarify for you that all of your written work is going through Dropbox, which goes through Turnitin.com, which checks for plagiarism. So just try to make sure that the work you submit is your own and that you're giving credit where credit is due. If you are on campus this summer, the Writing Center is a great resource. I give you the contact information at the bottom of page 3. They tend not to be as busy during the summers, but it's always good to check, give them enough time, enough notice before an assignment is due to be able to meet with the folks there and have someone else take a look at your writing. But this is only going to be augmenting the comments that I give and the comments that your peers will give on your writing. With regard to the course requirements on page 4, there are three major components, four major components to this class. The first is the weekly comprehension reading quizzes, reading comprehension quizzes. The second are the blog posts. The third is the literature review, and the largest portion of your grade is constituted by the research paper. Again, this class is trying to both give students some background in issues of global justice and teach principles of good writing. So the weekly reading comprehension quizzes is intended to make sure that you're keeping up on the reading and becoming familiar with the literature in global justice that I'm assigning. These quizzes are going to be 5 questions long. Usually I give you 7 questions to choose from, and it should take you about 40 minutes. They're timed, so you can take it any time during the week. It's open to you whenever is convenient for you. The deadline to submit is Sunday nights at midnight. But you log into D2L, you go to the quiz tab, and you click on the respective quiz, and the quiz will start, and you'll answer 5 of these short answer questions, 4 to 5 sentences apiece, and that will constitute 20% of your grade. The blog posts will constitute another 20%. 2 of the 4 weeks of this term, you're going to be writing blog posts responding to a particular question prompt that I give the class. The other 2 weeks, you're going to be assigned a critique where you don't respond to my question prompt specifically. You choose one of your classmates' prompts and you critique that prompt. The approach is still the same. This is a thesis-driven, evidence-based position paper. It's a short position paper, roughly 300 to 500 words. The students who are writing critiques of their classmates' work, your claim is going to be, or your thesis is going to be, whether or not you agree with the argument your classmate is making. And the argument you make is in support of or in opposition to the argument that your classmate makes. Read through the detailed requirements that I give, or the detailed directions I give on page 5 for the blog posts. But hopefully these are straightforward. And this is just intended to have you apply some of the readings, the principles of global justice that we are learning throughout the semester. The literature review. This is going to be setting up your term paper. We'll talk extensively later in the term about what is expected. I'll give you the grading rubric and the directions as well. But essentially, you're going to be picking a topic that you are interested in and would like to write a term paper on, and you are familiarizing yourself with what scholars are writing on the issue. This is going to be roughly 8 to 10 double-spaced pages. We will have a peer review, so you'll get feedback both from me and from your classmates. The research paper then is going to take your research, what you have done for the literature review, and it's going to help you scaffold this term paper. 15 to 18 double spaced pages where you are going to be explaining some problematic status quo with regard to international politics, and you're going to be making a normative argument, drawing on the ideas, the principles, the theories in global justice that you're going to be learning in these next few weeks, to argue for a solution or to argue why this is a particular problem. But there's gonna be plenty of time to walk through these directions and to chat with me about this. You see the breakdown of the grades at the bottom of page 4. Let me know if you have any questions of these particular assignments as we move forward. The blog posts I've really explained already on page 5, but just to emphasize, you are separated into one of 2 groups. And so one group will write the response and the other one will critique. The following week, those roles flip-flop, and we do this, we have 4 rounds of this. So you'll have 2 blog post responses to my question prompt and 2 critiques of your classmates' responses. And everything, you are needing to draw on some external sources, 2 external sources to try to support the argument you're making. So do note the citation requirements. Again, the time will come that we talk about proper rules of citation and avoiding plagiarism, etc. But from the start, I'm assuming since you're in the advanced writing course that you are familiar with basic aim text citations. If you have concerns about this, do let me know. Page 6 continues to talk about the blog posts. It lays out the specific requirements, which you'll also see on the external discussion board and in D2L. And the only other thing that I would like to say, the last four pages of the syllabus are the readings and the assignment deadlines. A lot of the material that you see here is not directly relevant to you. All of these little footnotes and explaining the purpose of the readings, you can ignore all of this. This is largely for the administrators in the program for writing and rhetoric, for the college here at the university, and for folks with the Colorado Commission on Higher Education to make sure that what we are teaching in a course like this satisfies these expectations. So what I show are bullet points of the readings that are due, and try to read them in the sequence that I give you, but there's no steadfast rule to this. And then within the box for each week, I have the assignments that are due. Let me know if you've got questions. I'm trying to mention the assignments that are coming up. For instance, this week, this first week, I want you to be thinking about a topic for your research paper, even though we haven't really gotten into the readings, just so that there aren't any surprises. So take a look over the syllabus. Let me know if you've got specific questions. The notes for the first week's readings should be posted, and you will soon have the video lectures for those as well to help guide your reading. I look forward to working with you this semester, and I sincerely appreciate your time.